I wandered into the kitchen the other night and saw an apple on the counter. It had been sliced into 8 perfect pieces by a stainless steel apple corer. Now, none of it had been eaten, and the core stood upright in the middle, browning from neglect. My daughter walked out of her bedroom with her laptop in hand, ready to do some research for her homework. I said, "Is that your apple cord?" She said, "I've told you 100 times this is my apple cord," dangling her AC adapter from her computer. "Yours is longer," she said. I pointed toward the fruit on the counter. I think we laughed for 10 minutes. Yes, the apple cord. The techno-digitalization of language is ganging up on us, stealing our language and our spelling. I mean, who has time to type out the word R, as in how are you? Well, it is my job as a founding member of the Definition Protection League to speak up once again in defense of words and meaning. My shield is a dictionary. As we progress into this unpredictable era of political insanity and climate instability, I want to be intimate and respectful with words that have mattered to me very deeply. So when I utter their names, they resonate clearly in my mind. Like a Macintosh, which is a kind of tart, crisp apple that grows on a tree and is harvested in the fall. Or a raincoat made of rubberized cloth. Let's examine the phrase iTouch. There is now a new gadget with a fancy screen that can download a bunch of apps and so on. But when I say iTouch, I mean, with my hand, I reach out and feel you, pet my dog, embrace my wife, hold my daughter's hand. My cell is not the portable wireless phone that I carry. My cell is the very smallest unit of living matter. All living things, including plants and animals, are made up of cells. The cell's membrane contains cytoplasm and the nucleus. All humans start life with one cell, and through mitosis, cells divide and create the living organism. That makes the question, "Where's my cell?" much more interesting. A web is something that is woven, usually by a spider or a lyre. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. A duck may have webbed feet as well. Some indigenous natives believe that the universe was woven by Spider Woman, and we are connected through her web. A net is a tool used to catch fish, butterflies, or crazy people. Some people use a net to keep their hair in place, especially in the food service industry. Windows are transparent and made of glass. One uses them to look outside. Whether in a house or a car, windows allow you to see what's going on in the immediate world around you. Right now, I'm looking out my window at the ocean, the Albion River, and a whole lot of eucalyptus trees, redwood, and conifers. Safari is a trip that you go on, usually related to hunting for big game. Some enjoy seeing the lions, elephants, and giraffes, and so on, and choose to shoot only photographs. Yahoo is a term that one uses when one is particularly excited, especially if you ride horses. Google, spelled G-O-O-G-O-L, is a number that is equal to 1 followed by 100 zeros or 10 to the 100th power. Twitter and tweet are what birds do, or when humans talk lightly and rapidly, especially of trivial matters. Blog, Skype, and Reddit are nonsense words. So at this time, I want to encourage everyone to remain calm, not .com. Stay in touch with each other, reach out, not just on Facebook, but call on a telephone. Have lunch in a restaurant, face to face. Then go to your library or local bookseller and get a good book. Not a Kindle, which means to start a fire. Not something that will no longer exist if the satellite fails or if the government doesn't like it or Mother Nature unleashes her mighty force. Something that you will still be able to hold onto in your hand and sit in the sun or by the firelight and read. Oh yes, and the word of the day today, according to my calendar, is afflatus. Afflatus, a noun, a divine imparting of knowledge and inspiration. If you have a word that needs protection or to be put on the endangered definition list, please get in touch with me at sherrylaser.net or leave a message at 937-3240.